Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hi again, everybody. I'm 1010 Win Sports Director Mark Renee. This is, believe it or not, on the mark. We are out of hibernation. And I swore to myself I would not come back until Stephen A. Smith had his own podcast with Odyssey. And in fact, Stephen A. Smith has his own podcast with Odyssey and Cadence 13. It's launching today. It's called No Mercy, but it's a double entendre, sir. First of all, thanks for joining me. And how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm okay. So what is No Mercy? And it's not spelled N-O, it's K-N-O-W.
Well, we're living in trying times. And obviously, you know, a lot of people have their opinions and they're going to express themselves. And in a lot of occasions, they're not giving much thought to where someone else's perspective is coming from, how they may feel and why, etc. And so to me, I thought the double entendre of No Mercy was apropos because it gives me an opportunity through the title alone, not only to express my thoughts and my perspectives and where I'm coming from, but to show and to validate a willingness to hear the other side, to understand where somebody else is coming from. And I wanted to make sure I gave that impression that this kind of podcast would take all positions into consideration before I ultimately came to my own conclusions. And that while doing so, I would make sure that I'm fair as possible. And even when people don't deserve mercy necessarily, I would be apt to give it to them if it was appropriate to do so. So all of those reasons played a role into me picking this particular title.
Now, this is decidedly not a sports podcast, but I can't imagine you can avoid sports altogether.
No, I won't. I'm always going to be synonymous with sports. There's no denying that, but this is not an effort to remove myself from the sports world. This is an effort to show that I can expand beyond those parameters and discuss issues that are pertinent and relevant to the everyday person, not just in America, but throughout this world. Remember that in doing First Take on ESPN every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, one of the things that I've been religiously known to do is use that platform, that pulpit, as they say, to venture in the lanes that otherwise extend beyond the world of sports. We found a reason to discuss many, many things that are percolating in the world that were attached to sports to some degree, but the issue was far more expansive and beyond the realms of sports. And so for me, that's how I view this podcast, whether it's news, it's politics, it's pop culture and entertainment, it's social justice issues, it's social issues, period. The list goes on and on. For me, my favorite two words are current events, because growing up in the news business and having a journalistic background, that being my foundation, you know, throughout my career, you wake up every day asking yourself, what is percolating in the world today that you can talk about that would draw a level of interest from the reader, the viewer, the listener? That's what I've been doing throughout my entire career, but it's just been limited to one genre. Now that the floodgates have opened and I'm not limited in any way, my attitude is look out, here I come, because in any given moment, I can be talking about anything. It could be politics, news, social issues, you know, pop culture, entertainment, current affairs, whatever the case may be. There are no limitations to what I can bring to the table. And that is a dream come true for me, because it's something that I wanted to do my entire career.
All right. Your contact list is, let's just say, expansive. I can't think of a bigger word right now, ironically enough. Tell me and tell our audience, if you don't mind, some of the guests. I imagine you'll have some pretty big A-listers appearing. And we should remind everybody, episodes will drop not just on Mondays, but also Wednesdays and Fridays.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'll just give you the first week alone, just to give you a taste of what I've got coming. I've got LL Cool J. I've got Snoop Dogg. And I've got Sean Hannity. Those are just my first three guests. And more is coming. For me, I wanted that first week to evolve around that, because I wanted to let the world know, you never know what the hell I'm going to talk about, or who I'm going to talk to, or what issues I'm going to tackle. And I thought that a guest list with that is that diverse gives that kind of impression. The Chris Cuomos of the world will be on. The Dana Whites of the world will be on. The Sue Bird, who was a standout athlete in college and with the WNBA, she'll be coming on. Actors and actresses will be coming on. Hip hop artists will be coming on. The list goes on and on, because obviously I've been blessed and fortunate enough to know quite a few people. But again, that level of range is what I want to send a message to. Don't think that because you hear Sean Hannity, you're not going to hear Chris Cuomo. Don't think that because you hear me or see me talking to LL or Snoop Dogg, that you're not going to hear me talking to somebody in country music or the opera or anything like that. Don't attach limitations to me, particularly with this podcast, because they don't exist.
All right. Well, now that you've been on mine, I'm happy to reciprocate and come on yours at the drop of a hat.
No problem.
Listen, before I let you go, we have to talk baseball because it's the last week of the regular season. Your feelings on your Yankees, they've righted the ship a little bit here. Are you confident heading to October?
I'm just not happy with what I've seen from them this year. I think that they've had, obviously, they had an awful August. And even though they've righted the ship to some degree, I don't trust their bats or their pitching to be in concert with one another. Usually when one is provided, the other is missing. That's my problem. And even though the Mets have struggled recently, let me tell you, I'd much rather have Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom on my squad than not, because I think come postseason time, you've got to rely on pitching. And so when I look at the New York Yankees, I still have my question marks. They're there. They're relevant. They matter. They're the Yankees. But in the same breath, it has been since 2009 that a World Series championship has come in the Yankees' direction. I'm mindful and aware of that. I'm disappointed in it. And I think that if they don't get it done this year, there might need to be changes, to be quite honest with you.
You've also got blue and orange pumping through your veins in the form of Knicks fandom. Training camp right around the corner for them. How disappointed are you as a fan that they couldn't make the Donovan Mitchell thing happen?
I'm very disgusted. The New York Knicks know it because I've told them to their face. I was hopeful, very hopeful, that they would get Donovan Mitchell. And it's a tricky situation for me because I'm not that objective about the New York Knicks because I'm a diehard, lifelong New York Knicks fan. I'm not quite Spike Lee, but I'm pretty damn close. What I would tell you is this: people don't realize the dormant state of affairs that exists with the New York Knicks. And it's not just about the talent. Like, did I want them to get Donovan Mitchell? Absolutely. He's a star in this league, good for 25 a game. But I also understand the fact that you don't give away 6 or 7 different draft picks to get him either. I totally get that. And I understand that. And I support Leon Rose's decision in that regard as president of basketball operations. The flip side is, for example, Tom Thibodeau is an exceptional coach. But the New York Knicks don't just need a coach. They need the face of a franchise. When I went off about Leon Rose, I've known Leon Rose for over 20 years. He's a good man and very, very capable at his job. I just happen to believe that if you are an executive running the Knicks franchise, you cannot hide from the media. It's a bad look. And more importantly, it sends the wrong message for others to hide and duck and weave instead of standing up and accepting accountability. And when that trickles down to the players, that could be problematic. So on that front, I don't like that. But that's all. Other than that, I wish Leon Rose nothing but the best. When it comes to a coach, I've always been a proponent of Mark Jackson. Why? Because it's not just a coach you need. You need the face of a franchise. You need somebody, preferably with New York roots, like a Mark Jackson, who starred at Bishop Laughlin High School in Brooklyn, who starred at St. John's University, who was drafted by the New York Knicks and won Rookie of the Year honors, and who was a native New Yorker from Queens. You need somebody that New Yorkers can look at and say, hey, we trust him. We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt because we believe in him. That helps. And the New York Knicks don't have that. And so when I see and witness stuff like that, it leaves me incredibly concerned. But of course, I'm going to still root for them. I never root against them. I love them. I just get very, very disgusted with what I'm seeing from time to time.
The Nets do have a face of the franchise for now, anyway. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving also in the mix. Ben Simmons could possibly be a third face of the franchise. Is what they're doing in Brooklyn sustainable?
It's not sustainable, but it's good enough to win a championship for this upcoming season. And that's what you have to pay attention to. I don't think it's something that's going to happen years down the road for years to come. I don't think they've proven that you can trust them enough to trust that that would happen. Kevin Durant is locked up for the next 4 years under contract. Kyrie Irving will look to get out after this season ends. And Ben Simmons is locked in under contract, and he swears that he's ready, that he's overcome what he's been enduring from a mental health standpoint, and he'll be okay. When you look at the roster that the Brooklyn Nets have available to them and the talents of Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant, there is no question that the Brooklyn Nets are good enough to win the championship. The question is, are they disciplined enough? Are they focused enough? Are they committed enough? Those are questions we have about them, which leaves us wondering what will happen. But there is no questioning their talent. And if they're all on the basketball court together, what they will do with one another.
Speaking of questions, I have one last one for you. And we're talking, obviously, about a couple of franchises in the Yankees and the Nets who are part of the Odyssey family. And now that you are, you work with a guy at least once a week on First Take who used to be part of our family. What's it like working with Mad Dog Chris Russo?
He's insane. We all know this. He's not all there. We get that. But he's a wonderful, wonderful person to work with. I love him dearly. I love working with him. I love his fire. And more importantly, I love the fact that he has a fresh, passionate point of view that usually differs from mine. If all of us think alike, how do we grow? You grow because you hear dissenting opinions that differ from you, that edify you, and embolden you to be even better at what you believe and how you feel and why. And that's what Mad Dog Russo brings to the equation for me personally as an on-air partner. I'm proud of all the people that I work with. I think they've all made incredible contributions, but there is no doubt about it that Mad Dog Russo is his own unique personality, a guy that's worthy of being the Hall of Famer. And he has asked me to introduce him to the Radio Hall of Fame in November. And I'm incredibly honored to do so because he's earned it. He's a pioneer in this business. And now he's a friend. So I'm very, very happy for him. And I'm happy to have him as a part of First Take.
The podcast from Odyssey and Cadence 13 is No Mercy, KNOWMERCY. Stephen A. Smith launching today with episodes dropping Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Good luck with the project and welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the love. Thank you.
I'm Mark Erne. He's Stephen A. Smith, and you're On the Mark.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.